Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome to another episode of From Willingness to Wellness. I'm Debbie Robertson, your host, and today I have something very short and sweet to share with you. It may not sound real sweet in the beginning, but just trust me, it is sweet. This scripture that I want to start off with is Luke 6:45, and it's one that you're probably very familiar with. It's one you've probably heard teachings on before. But my hope is that you'll hear it with a little different perspective today. Let me read that to you. Luke 6:45 says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks." Now I want you to think about that for a moment. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. Out of the abundance of the heart, the good treasure of the heart, his mouth speaks. First, I want you to see that there is a cycle here. Whenever you speak anything out of your mouth, who is the first person to hear it? You are. You are the one that hears what comes out of your mouth first before anybody else. And even sometimes if you're talking to someone else, they may not really be hearing you. But you hear you. The very first person to hear those words is yourself. Now, the words that you're speaking are coming out of your heart. What's in your heart? To figure all this out, let's start with, what do you hear before you ever open your mouth? That's what's going to be planted in your heart, whether you're hearing it from outside sources or you're hearing it from your thoughts. You need to make sure, we need to make sure, I need to make sure, we're all in this together, that our thoughts line up with what God says about us, especially when it comes to talking about ourselves. Surely I'm not the only one that talks to myself. Please tell me I'm not. When I talk to myself, am I talking about myself? And if I am, what am I saying? Am I saying, oh, I am never going to get this. I'm never going to lose weight. I'm never going to build up this muscle. What are some things that you catch yourself saying or just thinking? What are you thinking about yourself? The scales will never budge. They are never going to change. I'm never going to lose weight. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to die young because I'm going to have heart problems just like my grandmother and my great-grandmother and my great-great-great-great-great-great-great. Stop it. What are you doing? You are hearing yourself, whether it's internally through thoughts or you're saying it out loud. That's what's filling up your heart. Many times when we hear that scripture, Luke 6:45, and we hear a good man out of the good treasure of his heart and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, we think about the evil man. We think, oh, he is a liar and a thief. He's a killer. He is evil. But let me tell you, when you are talking things about yourself that go against what God says about you, guess what? Newsflash, that is evil. If it doesn't line up with what God says about you, then it's not good. It can be classified evil. Is that what you want your heart to be full of? So how do we change this? We have to listen to what we hear about ourselves and think about ourselves, but make sure that it lines up. Make sure it's good. I can do this because I can do all things. I can do everything. I can cut out that sugar. I can cut out the pies and the cakes and the breads, and I can cut out the processed food. I can cut out that macaroni and cheese from a box. I can instead of I can't. I will. Instead of, it will never happen. I want you to stop for a moment. Think about what you think about. And is what you think about what you want to come out of your mouth, because it is a cycle. What comes out of your mouth is what your ears hear, and that's what's planted in your heart. And what out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is a cycle. So I want to encourage you. Here's the sweetness of today. I want to encourage you. The next time you have a thought of failure, a thought of I can't, a thought of it will never happen, stop before you think it any longer or speak it and change it to line up with what the word says about you and let that come out of your mouth. Speak that so that your ears can hear it with your own mouth. Speak it out. I can do this. I can accomplish these things because I can do all things through Christ. That's what the word tells me. I will live a long and healthy life because the word tells me that He satisfies my mouth with good things and shows me His salvation. If you don't know what the word says about you, then I encourage you, please take some time to find out. Allow that to mull over in your mind so much that that becomes what you think about, and definitely that's what you say. Because once again, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. Make sure what's in your heart that you plant there is what needs to come from that good man and that good treasure. Will you do that for me? Just a little reminder for you this week that I do have a free mini course I'm offering right now that will help to prepare you for the new year. Totally free. It's video, email. You get one a week. You receive it. You watch it. There's a little bit of a homework if you want to. I encourage you to do it, but I'm not going to come over and knock on your door if you don't. But I encourage you. It's completely no ties to anything. It's simply a way to help you at this time in life, at this time of the year, to prepare yourself for what's coming in the new year, to start fresh, even if you're already working on making changes. It can only help. It can't hurt. If you would like that, go to my website. You'll find a link there in the menu. Just go take a look. I also now have not only my live stream classes that I'm offering every week, but I have a few workouts that are living on my website. Those are a subscription video on demand. It's called Workouts Now. I have Bar, Balatone, and a class called Active and Agile. That is really very basic. It's primarily for those who are sedentary, who haven't worked out, seniors, anybody who's gone through a medical procedure that needs to get some movement but not a lot of exercise just yet. Anyway, you can check it all out again on my website. My website is forthewilling.com, the number four, thewilling.com. Go check it out. Contact me. Let me know. And I would be happy to add you to the list to receive that mini course for free. Your first live stream class is always free to try it. Just contact me and I'll get you set up for that as well. You get a free class just to try of the live stream, not the workouts now, but the live stream FitFam classes that I offer. Friend, until next time, please remember, as always, you can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number four, thewilling.com.